One of Milwaukee's most notable revitalization success stories is the Menominee Valley. What was once a bleak, blighted corridor has been transformed through a blend of public-private partnerships. It's been 15 years in the making. Monday, the Public Policy Forum is releasing a report detailing what Milwaukee can learn and possibly replicate in other large-scale redevelopment projects. We visit a few of the Valley's neighbors. What have they noticed? Dr. Michelle Bria knows the history of the Menominee Valley. It was once filled with industry. Bria works in the adjacent Clark Square neighborhood.
Clark Square, back in the late 1800s, was really founded as a neighborhood because our residents were walking into the valley for work. They call it the tin bucket line. You know, people would have their tin buckets, their lunch pails, go down into the valley, work, and come back. And so our neighborhood was very, very much settled because people came to the city to get the jobs in the valley and settled here.
Bria leads the organization Journey House. It came to life 45 years ago to help neighbors as industry in the valley perished and jobs disappeared.
Through our Urban Careers Institute here at Journey House, where we provide case management, job training and placement, and financial education.
For a time, the valley stood virtually abandoned and polluted until partnerships began forming between government and business. Public funds helped remediate some of the land and pave roads. A few new employers bought tracks. Bria says cornerstone employers such as Pottawatomie and Palermo's have helped pump life back into the neighborhood. Yet she says, and so does the Public Policy Forum report, that a disconnect exists between some new companies in the valley and potential nearby workers.
You know, I would say the employers and such as Pottawatomie, Palermo's, and formerly Cargill, because they had such a high volume of different kinds of levels of jobs, those were employers very easy for us to work with and match job skills. As higher skill sets are needed, that becomes more difficult.
A new challenge for the Valley.
So just because a big report, a fabulous report's coming out, the work is not done. It's just a template and kind of a framework of the ingredients of what works. And we're still continuing to take those ingredients of leadership and intergovernmental relationships and making those different connections.
Marta Cuenca and her husband bought a home 5 years ago, very close to the Urban Ecology Center and above Bridge 1 of Three Bridges Park. Both are deemed major new assets of the Menominee Valley Renaissance. Cuenca says as the park and center took root, she believed this would be a safer, healthier neighborhood to raise their children. They're ages 5, 8, and 9. The mom speaks English, but feels more comfortable having a translator.
In the time since she's moved here, she was saying that it's the neighborhood has gotten cleaner, there's even less crime, and she feels like there are more things for her to do with her kids that are fun and they're outside, and some, you know, many of them are free.
Cuenca says that sense of safety motivated her to start a neighborhood walking group, while another neighbor launched a biking club. One of Tatiana Maida's hats is managing an obesity program with the 16th Street Community Health Centers. She thinks Three Bridges Park contains untapped potential.
When you come here, there is the feeling of safety. There is the feeling of diversity. It's beautiful to see Asian people, Black people, Caucasians, Latinos. When you see that diversity, that makes you feel safer too. And I think the only issue is for more people to get to know and enjoy this place. But that takes time. They will find the joy of doing physical activity. And that's what you need, that joy.
So can we see any of the trees you planted from here?
No, they're all the way
up. Wayne Adamczyk grew up in this neighborhood.
I've been fishing a river since I was about 10 years old, behind Miller and all that. So I still fish it this year. It's a great stream. It's a hidden gem.
He helped plant hundreds of trees along the Hank Aaron Trail long before Three Bridges Park grew up to meet it.
It's more than a diamond in a rough. It's becoming something more positive. So, I mean, there's a simple mural right there on the back of the wall or of the salt company.
The large, colorful mural depicts wildlife native to Wisconsin, from deer to wolf. Adamczyk says for many years, the company wall was splashed with graffiti. Now nobody has touched the mural. Still, he admits, it has sometimes taken determination to stay put. While his small home is perfectly kept and landscaped, a number of properties around him stand vacant.
Well, I know one next door, one directly across the street from me, and then one was just condemned.
When I ask how he feels about the revitalizing valley, Adamczyk simply says, it's okay. In the same breath, he points out his favorite part of Three Bridges Park.
I like this bridge. You got to come here at nighttime to see all the underlighting, because it's rails underneath are lit. There's no lighting from the top or down.
The nighttime glow might not be included in the Menominee Valley report, but it likely numbers among the intangibles of the valley's revitalization. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.